بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and brothers, our beloved listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلاً وسهلاً and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah تبارك وتعالى ease the life of those who are in financial difficulties. May Allah grant Ummatul Islam ease and happy life, and may Allah grant them ta'a and assist to worship Allah and eat halal and to live in the halal way. Brothers and sisters in Islam, once again we say shukran that you always tune into our program. On your behalf, I'd like to thank my engineer tonight, Hafiz Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him, and Brother Muhsin and all our friends here in our studio. And we say shukran to all our listeners who always listen to us. And our program is a live program. For any inquiry or any feedback or any correction, please WhatsApp me now on 072-144-0717. So you can WhatsApp me now for 072-144-0717. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the message of Allah and His Rasul in a good way. From last week, we received some requests from our brothers when we talking about Isra wal Mi'raj, and I think it was my last topic, but I could not make it. And then there was some messages moving around, and people say no, the Isra wal Mi'raj got some rectification. And I don't know, these people are waited for 1,400 years to find out, is that miraculous journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was true, or it was in a sleep or in a dream. We do believe if you are from the ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, belong to Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, belong to the Siratul Mustaqim, the Deenul Haqq, Ad-Deenul Hanif, we believe and extremely believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went physically to Mi'raj. And I do not know why the people make themselves, they don't know, or they want to cause fitna, or they want to just causing some introduction, asking many ulama and the people passing the message here and there. We believe that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to that miraculous journey. Surah and Quran is called Suratul Isra. Surah is called Suratul Isra. And then we believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the command and farad of salah there on Sidratul Muntaha, on the Mi'raj. And if you remember that when we talk about the ahkam, the rules, the farad, the command of Allah, never come on a dream to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come on reality, wahi. Oh, they call the ulama, they call it mubashara. Mubashara means face to face, directly from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We do believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created that situation to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go physically to the samawat, and we believe that salah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah directly and is not through the dream. Because if you want to just think that this Mi'raj was in a dream, so we don't have any ibadah came to Nabi in his dream. It was Jibreel alayhi salam, and Mubashara, it means directly from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why we are saying that? Because it's about yaqeen. It's about yaqeen, that certainty, that extreme faith and belief And it's not impossible. If you look at Surah Al-Isra, Allah said, Subhanalladhi Asra. Glory be to Allah, the one who facilitate and made it happen to Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to go from Masjid Al-Haram to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and then A'raja bihi ila samawati al-ula. Why we are saying that? Because I don't want you to get involved on message. I don't know, Hafiz Bilal can correct me. I don't know why the people believe on SMSs and WhatsApp a lot. We got so many ulama around us. We got so many muftis. Here in Joburg, here we are so many in da'wah and so many imams. The masjid, in every salah you find 3-4 maulanas imam. And we're still running for WhatsApp and message and Facebook. Facebook is not ustaz. WhatsApp, you don't know who's these people. And you have to go back to your local mufti and imam and discuss it, because it is about aqeedah, my friend. It is faith and aqeedah. It's not a small issue there. And those people who are sending messages right through there and they say we need a million salatu ala nabi, 1,000 of subhanallah, do not make taklif for the people, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ask us to do specific thing. He said, Kurullah dhikran kathira. Why you let me feel guilty? Maybe I don't have airtime, I don't have that data to send that one. Allah does not punish the people because of la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. La yukallif, Allah does not put a burden on the people while He knows that they cannot do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us use that technology wisely to help Deen al-Islam, not to create some contradiction or some confuse in the eyes of our young children and our wives and all that. Respected brother Muhammad, may Allah reward you. I don't want to mention the other name because he said I don't want to be mentioned. Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr is from the prominent Tabi'een, great alim, alim Rabbani, alim Amil, practicing what he's teaching and learning. Amil Mukhlas, sincere. Mukhlas and Muthmir, fruitful. Till now, his knowledge is there on the Kitab and in the Riwayah, on the Tafsir. Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr, very well known. Sa'id, it means happy. Al-Jubayr, it means maintain the broken bones. The one who bring back the dislocated bones and joint. You call him Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr. Al-Jubayr is the one who, we call him Mujabbar. Mujabbar or Jabbar, the one who bring the bones and maintain and fix the broken, the fraction on the bones. So his name is Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr. The most intelligent students of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas. Thousands of students in Mecca, Medina, and Iraq learn from him. You must learn about Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr. That the significance of Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr, he's a alim who faced the tyrant. Alim, the one who declared the kalimatul haq. 13 years facing Al-Hajjaj with his debate and his words. This is the greatest ibadah, the forgotten ibadah, when you stand against the people and when they do something wrong. Hajjaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave the ummah some test on their leadership. Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr came and stand and rectify and correct Al-Hajjaj. Brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, you have to understand that Tabi'een, why we call them Tabi'een? Because they did meet or see or communicate with the Sahabi. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. Why Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr based on Iraq? And I just want to tell you something. Iraq, in spite of that problem, when we see now, Iraq, Allah Himself, Rabbul Izzah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, forbid Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam to curse and make dua against the people of Iraq. And Allah Himself said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, do not curse the people of Iraq. You know, that's why you see the whole dunya taking Iraq. Why? Because the people of Iraq, they put him on the fire. He said, no, al-Iraq, they got khazainu ilmi wa khazainu ni'ami. Iraq, they have the treasure of my knowledge and the treasure of my bounty and ni'mah, the rizq. And you see these people, they are fighting for the ni'mah of Allah underground, oils and all these minerals. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يَنْحَسِرُ الْفُرَاتِ مِنْ جَبَعًا جَبَلٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. That the day of Qiyamah will never come till that Euphrates, rivers, will give the Ummah a mountain of gold. When we say gold, is not oil, it's gold, gold. So Iraq is a river of gold. And you ask those people on dealing with this thing, they will tell you. They will, in the history of Islam, they know the value of Iraq. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ حَضَرَهُ فَلَا يَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Anyone who witnessed the treasures of Iraq in his lifetime, do not take anything from it. Why? Because سَيُقْتَلُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ كُلِّ عَشَرَةٍ تِسْعَةٍ. That from every 10 people they, that 9 will be killed because of that treasure and that money. Don't get involved in that fight on Iraq. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we know that part of the Arabia has history and has a future. Sham, Syria, it's Ardul Mahshari wal Manshar. Syria, Allah sent most of the Anbiya on that corner. Isa alayhi salam will come down Akhiru Zaman in Damascus. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tuba lisham. Congratulation and what a good luck for the Syria. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ بَاسِطَةٌ أَجْنَحَتَهَا عَلَيْهَا. That congratulation for those who live on Sham, because the angels of Allah are stretching their wings on top of this Sham. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we believe that hundreds of Sahaba, those who witnessed the battle of Badr, when they heard this hadith, they ran. And the ulama said about 1,000 Sahabi buried on Sham. And we understand that Iraq and Sham are very special in the eyes. You can't read the history without Sham and Iraq. Khilafatul Amawiyya, in the time of Sayyidina, before even the Khilafah, where Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never go any overseas except Syria. رِحْلَةُ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. And he said, إِذَا فَسَدَ أَهْلُ الشَّامِ فَلَا خَيْرَ فِيكُمْ. If the people of Sham been corrupted, so you have no khayr on this ummah. Ummah will lose a big, big amount of iman. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. O Allah, give us blessing in our Sham, Syria. And he said to Sahaba, Alayka bisham, go to Syria, fa innaha khayratullahi min ardih. It's the most selected and chosen land. That's why you find the fitna there and the finding. Brother and sister in Islam, we have to understand that this part of the world is very important. Yes, and I want to tell you something. Palestine, it's a sham. The Palestine is a sham. And we understand that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Syria and the Anbiya made hijrah to Palestine. We call it Baytul Maqdis or Baytul Muqaddas. When we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. Masjid al-Aqsa, which we have placed the surrounding of it, many ulama said, it's Sham. And he said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw the poles of the kitab being snatched from under my pillow. And I look at it, I find that kitab and the pillar of deen, they on Syria, they on Sham. Brother and sister in Islam, don't forget, also Yemen was the original home of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tribe. He said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, the Yemen is come, meaning of Yemen is a barakah. Yumnu al-barakat come from yumna, yumna, blessing. Oh, the right side, ashabul yameen, the people of Jannah. Oh, from iman, al-Yaman come from iman. So, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Rijal ahli al-Yaman, hum khayrul rijal. The people of Yemen are the best men on earth. Yes, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al-hikmatu yamani. That the wisdom come from, well, imanu yamani. And the iman come from Yemen. The original Arab is from Yemen. كأنهم السحاب. He looks like the cloud on the sky. هم خيار أهل الأرض. Are the most chosen, selected people on earth. Brother and sister Islam, Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الشرعة في أهل اليمن. Knowledge, the fiqh from the people of Yemen. When he said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and the people said, no, this one here, جَاءَ أَهْلُ الْيَمَنِ, the people of Yemen came to join Deenul Islam. Fasting, people responding to Deenul Islam are the people of Yemen. I want to tell you a surprise. Most of the Ansar, they are from Yemen. The original and the root of the family of Ansar are from Yemen. And he said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Yemen a lot. Inni ajidu nafasa rabbikum min qibali al-Yaman. I see the mercy and the freshness of rahmat of Allah come from that direction of Yemen. Why I'm saying that? Because many people say, why this part of the world now getting hiding under attack? Because these people know that the solution of the problem of the world must come from this place. I want to tell you something. The first people who respond to the call of Nabi Ibrahim and say labbaik Allahumma labbaik, they are the people of Yemen. And we know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, the majority of them originated from Yemen. You know that hadith, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٌ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you know who these people? Those who Allah loves them and they love Allah. And he appointed to Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, as from Yemen, say, the people of this man. The first people who drink from the hawd of Rasulullah, Ahlul Yemen. One man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, curse the people of Yemen. Qala, la, no, I can't. I can't curse the people of Yemen. He said, فَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِكُمْ, when they pass by you, فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ, they are from me and I am from them. Our Nabi gave a special care to a people of Yemen. So we have Iraq. Now I know, well, we do not talk about Mecca and Medina now because you people know the value of Mecca and Medina, but we're talking about Yemen, Iraq, Sham, Al-Quds, Masjid Al-Aqsa, the first Qibla of Muslimin, the Masra al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imamat of Nabi, the first Imamat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us this Baytul Maqdis as a Qibla for the believer. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we have another places, is there in the history, they mention in the Quran al-Kareem, and we know that, like for example, Egypt, Misr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name of Egypt, Misr, straight on the Quran al-Kareem. And don't forget, in Misr, the mountain of Allah that spoke to Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi Musa, Nabi Yaqub, Nabi Yusuf, entered Egypt. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala praised Egypt and say, Udkhulu Misra insha'Allahu aminin. Oh, ihbitu Misra fa'inna lakum fiha ma sa'altum. Baraka and khair. Brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, the treasure of Allah on this part of the world. Allah spoke about the soldiers of Egypt, that khayru ajnad al-ard. Egyptian are the uncles, the maternal uncles of the Muslimin, the Muslim Ummah, that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajra, and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, that the maternal uncles Egyptian. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, Ahlul Quran, the Egyptian are Ahlul Quran, Ahlul Qiraat. Who doesn't know Sheikh Muhammad Rifat? Who doesn't know Sheikh Abdul Basit, the one who make Egypt famous? Not the, sometimes the country make you famous, but this one was a logo for the Egyptian. Brother and sister in Islam, first kuswa, first cover of the Kaaba, that from Egypt, Azhar, the University of Al-Azhar, 1,000 years. The Cairo itself, 1,000 manarat. 1,000 manarat in Cairo. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we do believe that when Allah mentions some places, there is khair. If you don't see the khair, it means coming. It's coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to know our history and to respect the kalam of Allah in the Quran al-Kareem. Brother and sister in Islam, before we go, I must remind you that Imam al-Shafi'i, Habib Bilal, listen to this one. Imam al-Shafi'i said, anyone doesn't marry Egyptian is not a full chaste. So he's short of something. Right? So I'm not saying go and marry Egyptian. No. But I'm telling you, Imam al-Shafi'i said, anyone who does not marry the Egyptian, lam yukmal ihsano, his hasanat is not complete. 350 Sahabi visited and buried in Egypt. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As did visit Egypt and buried there. And then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Sayyidina Zubair, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, Ammar bin Yasir, Abu Dharr, Abu Darda, Abu Huraira. And we know that Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz as well. And Qari Warsh, the Ustaz of Qiraat, Imam al-Shafi, Ibn Hisham, the main historian of the Islam, Imam al-Tahawi, the man of the Aqidah, Imam al-Shatibi, the one of Tilawat and Qiraat, and we know the first Quran being sent to Mecca and Medina come from Egypt. You know, Allama ibn Hajar, the Kitab of Fath al-Bari, Tafsir al-Jalalain, the two Jalalain are Egyptian. And Sheikh Salama as well. And Abbas Bilal is listening to me. May Allah make it easy. I know, you know, Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he asked us to talk about your homeland, he said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ دَعَى إِلَىٰ عَصَبِيَّ أَوْ مَاتَ عَلَيْهَا. He's not from us, the one who tried to raise his tribe, or he believe on tribalism and die with it. So there's nothing is called tribalism in Islam. We are the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala resurrect us with our beloved Nabi Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Short break, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we thank those who are always listening to our program and those who send for us a WhatsApp. And I remind you about our WhatsApp number, 0721440717. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use our Radio Islam as a road of Hidayah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the absolute knowledge of Allah as is. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. I'd like to thank our respected listeners, the one who sent for me another long WhatsApp regarding the I don't know why they call Nisa, women. And we know that ladies and women in Islam, we did talk a lot here in our program about the value of our respected Muslim women, and not only Muslim women, any other women, that a real man does not abuse or does not disrespect the women, if that woman is his or someone else. And now I know he put me on some other story there that when we talk about how can we educate our women, Allahu Akbar. The surah in Quran is called Suratul Nisa. The surah and Suratul Nur, I invited every Muslim to read and learn from Suratul Nur. When my friend just put something on that message, when we talk about that private relationship between men and women, I don't know why he put me on this corner now. I don't know, you know, I can talk on radio, but you know, our mothers are listening, and we have to discuss that on a separate issue, because it's not everything we can say it on radio here. Yeah? When you talk about that confidential relationship between men and women, and I don't know if people, they got a fake taqwa or what. We our Quran and our Sharia and our fiqh and our masail never left a single aspect without discussing it. Never. Open any kitab of fiqh, go to any madrasa or darul, they talk. They talk in the class, and we believe that our deen did not skip anything. It doesn't need you to go to the internet or to ask kufar or something. I don't know, our mother, they were not educated and don't have the means of knowledge like nowadays. You just learn from the ustaz or the kitab. But subhanallah, they gave the ummah what a beautiful generation. Many mothers are uneducated, but they taught their daughters something. You will never get it on the internet or in university. Never. And I don't want to turn my topic to that issue, because that thing comes on the right time from the right people. But to have that fake shyness and fake modesty, and you just hide yourself and go to the internet and get that haram thing there and learn from the one who does not know Allah, does not fear Akhirah, that one we don't agree with that, because we see some people, they stay all night to look for some information, and he's feeling shy to ask Maulana or that lady, ask the upper. But our deen spoke about each and everything with no hiding. Yes, brothers and sisters in Islam, and Allah spoke about that in Quran Kareem, وَقَدِّمُوا لِعَنْفُسِكُمْ. So try to put something for yourself in the future. And we do believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us deen mahajjatun bayda, a very straightforward deen. You don't need to hide yourself and sit in front of the computer and try to look for something. Just call that Maulana, or the lady can call that upper, will tell you in details, and you will be satisfied, you will be happy. But just to run to that haram day and be careful, any error on that knowledge can take you to kufr if you don't know how to deal with this issue. Oh, is a problem. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَاتَّقُوا وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. In that. Yes, brothers and sisters in Islam, I invite you to read Surah An-Nur. You will learn about that. Now, my friend, he said the problem of the women nowadays, I know you want me, the women, to fight with me or what, this man here. I know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Isra wal Mi'raj, he found that most of the people of Jahannam are women. But inshallah, they are not our women, inshallah. Some other women, but not our Muslim women. We hope for everyone who get hidayah to avoid that nar. Most of the people who go to the adab of Allah, those who do the black magic, or you people call it jado, witchcraft and black magic, going to it, doing it, or to believe on it, that it takes you to the adab of Allah. Visiting the graves, women not allowed to visit the graves. Many women, they become a slave of the belief of someone else because she's lazy to seek knowledge. Sending the children, mashallah, sending her husband to the program, to masjid, but this lady, all day, Allah reward her, But the whole day she's making samosa and biryani, never read the kitab. And we got the wife of ulama also. They are not interested. I don't know what happened. She's busy. No knowledge. Al-ilm. Faridatun ala kulli muslimin wa muslima. Knowledge is a farad upon every male Muslim and female Muslim. Why you left that knowledge to the men? And what about you? Another problem of the women, take her to the adab of Allah, gossiping and backbiting. Yes, you know why we are saying that? Because they are very sensitive and can be dragged to the ghaibat without knowing. Because ghaibat is eating the hasanat. Is hasanat. And then she start to backbite and complain Allah's taqdeer, complain her husband, complain her children, complain dunya, complain the wish of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Another problem for the ladies, I know you're going to fight with me tonight, but let me say it. She curse everything. I'm not saying all of them. She make bad dua on herself, her children. She ask Allah to take her. She want to die, this lady. You should know you're running away from your husband. You meet some problem there. So stay with your husband there to fix the problem, because problem of akhira is very difficult. Insulting the zaman. Swearing the dahr. Why I married this shaitan? Why did Allah wrote for me this man here? Many women are happy. Me, I'm stuck with this shaitan here. So she's insulting the qadar of Allah or the choice of Allah. Another problem with the ladies, with my full respect to the women, I don't know this friend, he put me in the trouble tonight. Delaying salah. Many women think that the adhan is only for men. Yeah, Allah will say, Muhammad, go to the mosque. And you? He said, no, I'm here. I will make salah later on. Adhan is dukhulul waqt. Your mass is for the men and women. Yes, men go to the masjid. You run to the musalla. And why are you wasting time? And she's sitting and claiming that she's, I don't know, watching TV or playing or talking with her friend. They say, no, men go to the mosque. We'll read salah later. No. You know, the riwayat said the men run quickly, because it was a riwayat. That man after salah, he did not read his sunnah, he just ran away. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him and say, Azhudun fina, do you don't like me? Why you don't wait a little bit? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I got secrets, but I don't want to tell you. He said, if I keep quiet, you'll think bad about me. But let me tell you, my wife is waiting for my kurta to read her salah on hadar salah. Like immediately after adhan, she want to catch that waqtul hadr. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam da'a lahu bi khair. He made a very good dua to this person. When that person went home, you know what his wife said? You are late 100, subhanallah. It means this lady counting her time with, not minutes and second. Today you are late 100, subhanallah. I don't know 100, subhanallah, takes how many minutes to. Like this. So this lady waiting to read salah on time. But this lady, she just run away and go say, no, the man go to mosque. We will read salah. This adhan is not for me. This adhan is for uncle. Then another problem, I don't know if this one here is good to say it, or I'm instigating now, I'm pushing the wife to fight with the husband. I can skip this one, Habs Bilal. Yeah, I can skip. This. They say, the ulama said, you try to correct your husband. Try. But in the hikmah wal maw'idhatul hasana. Don't fight. Try to show your husband that you're not happy of that attitude. I'm not saying get talaq or fight or make a noise. Your husband is on the net and you're watching something haram. Try to find somehow to tell him or let him feel guilty. There is way women can correct the husband. Another thing also, hijab, big problem now, that it's very strange for me when I see, may Allah give all our ladies hidayah, to just put that piece of cloth on top of her head. Her daughter were wearing hijab and the mother, above 50, 60, she doesn't want. It's a, not only doesn't want and encourage the others. Don't put Allah with my full respect to those ladies who are not wearing hijab, but you are wrong. You are wrong. You can't say mashallah. You are wrong. You did not fulfill the command. It's not sunnah, it's a farad. Hijab is farad. And then we got a problem of the women that she's showing favor to the husband. You remember when you have nothing? Too much problem there. You remember when my mother used to bring food to us when we had nothing? You remember my father used to help you this? You were very poor. Now stop saying that, because even if you've done it, it's by the permission of Allah. Yes, it is the permission of Allah. Another thing also, that raising the voice in the house or outside, it's a big problem. Many ulama said, ladies, don't raise your voice even if for you correcting someone on haram. It's called false taqwa. If you want to correct, don't scream the voice of the women. Another thing also, kufr al-ashir. What is kufr al-ashir? Don't appreciate. Deny the favor of the husband. Yes, deny the favor of the husband. You say, what did you do this man? This man didn't do nothing to me. Yeah, it's enough that you have a child and become a mom because of this man. It's straight. Or, you were sharing the room there with your sister, now you are big boss. You are the owner of the house now. And you have husband, you have family, you got a value on your community. In your society, you are a madam, big lady. Neglecting the children because of dunya. She goes to work, leave the children with the maid, or with the grandmother. Grandmother is an old lady, can't give the need of the child. Even if she is a good, may Allah reward all our grandmothers, those who look after. But I'm telling you, mother is a mother. This old lady, she was looking after you. Now she look after the next generation. I see the grandmother and grandfather go to the preschool. Alhamdulillah. But the child needs a mother. Needs a mother. Another thing also, neglecting the right to take care of the children. Because false taqwa. That is false taqwa. She reads salah long. Long salah, and the baby cry. We say, Sheikh, we are just reading salah. This boy is shaitan, don't want to stop. You know, anything happened to this child. You know, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shorting the salah, make it short, because he heard one baby was crying. You are not more pious than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he passed the house of Fatima radiallahu anha, he heard Al-Hassan wal-Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they are crying. He said, Fatima, don't do that. Don't let them cry. The tears of the children hurting me. I can't, irritating me. You can't. Nowadays, Hafiz Bilal, I want to give you one secret here. One man called me and tell me, my friend, what must I do? My wife knows that I'm very soft and I love my children so much. See the insan now. And this lady took advantage. Whenever the baby got problem, she's set back a little bit, because me, I run. Now I become a father and mother. Must I be like her? You want to just be stubborn like this lady and leave the baby, and we see who's going to win. So who's going to suffer here? Father and mother versus each other, fighting with each other, and who's bleeding there? The child. What type of parents this? What type of parents? The one who want to become a stubborn and fight his wife by letting the children pay the price. He said, no, I won't pay the school fees. Let her suffer. And the baby come, or the children come to the mother, not the father, and cry, and the mother must go to her father. And it's big musibah. Big musibah. I don't know what type of parents nowadays. The other thing also, biggest problem, I don't know, today I'm talking about the ladies. Allah make it easy. Right, but inshallah next week we'll talk about men, so that we can. Now this is called cleanness and beauty. When she goes for wedding, Allahu Akbar, a movie star. At home, I don't know what is it. When we talk about Jamal and the beauty for your husband, you beautify yourself and putting makeup for who? Charity begins at home, my friend. Then other thing also, secret of the house. Secret of the house is the biggest problem. Yes, you have a problem with your husband, but wait. Time will come and then you reconcile with him. Now you're corrupting the mind of your father, your brother, and telling, talk bad about this man. He's the father of your children. Even after talaq, divorce, you're not allowed to tafshisir. What is tafshisir? Expose the secrets of your husband. And then I got a problem with many ladies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the way of those who are unmarried to marry. I don't know, in our community here, we're having people already put the girls and women on a standard. Married the girls of 18 and 21, 25. When the girls reach the age of 27, oh, big problem. Big problem. There is a blockage. I don't know whom cursed my daughter, no taqdeer. And then the girl, wait for her taqdeer. There's no effort at all to let your daughter or your sister marry. I don't, in our Muslim community, say wait for the taqdeer. Inshallah, taqdeer. Anyone who facilitate the marriage and matchmaking, who is the way of the unmarried to marry, this person is taqdeer. Is himself is taqdeer. Because the asbab are the hands of Allah. The ulama said like that. The asbab, the means, are the hands of Allah. So this girl, all years, was short, dark. No, his mother like this, his father like this, till she each reached the age of 30, and then she will marry worse than the other one. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we have to take care and choose the good one, but we must make effort. If you look at how Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Khadija radiallahu anha, it was matchmaking by her friends Nafisa. So we must understand, it's a main, I have to tell the parents, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long life, please do not die without facilitating the way of halal nikah for your daughter, before the boys. Boys inshallah will survive, but the girl, I know your daughter's working and she got, no, but she need you to be on the wedding and to bless this girl and see her children and to enjoy that moment, or that very, very special moment in your life when your daughter getting married, a salih one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our daughters, sisters, those who did not get married. Ya Allah, Rabbi la tadharhum fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. Oh Allah, do not let them be alone and lonely while you are the best inheritors. Another thing, brother and sister in Islam, the biggest problem amongst the women is the disobeying the husband regarding his family. In-laws, biggest problem. I don't know why since you start to marry, you already mark the in-laws. I don't know what they call it. Two fighting for one. His mother and his wife fighting for one goal is the son. So who's the owner? Who's the owner? The wife is the owner of the husband, or the mother is the owner of the husband? That is ongoing fight from ages, many years ago till now, is the fight of ownership. Two want to own one. And I don't know. The other thing also, brother and sister in Islam, that Muslim women, she must mind her words when she talk to the men. No khudu' bil qawl. No khudu' bil qawl. What is khudu' bil qawl? I know, Bilal, I'm in the trouble tonight because Allah make it easy for me. Khudu' bil qawl, when the women pick up the call, how is that melody voice there, your answer there? If you are a secretary, oh, someone, we're not saying that don't answer the call. But when you talk to your husband, it doesn't sound like that. When you're shouting your children, you don't sound like that. Why on the phone you want to, you're composing your answer? Sister in Islam, you talk natural, talk with respect. And I do believe that so many women don't answer according the question. And then that's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write you in the day of Qiyamah as Afifa, Sharifa, Saliha, chaste, clean, and then people will respect you. وَلَا يَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ. They must not lower their voice or try to change their voice to attract a man or the one who call you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love our women, alhamdulillah. I got four daughters myself. I'm trying. And I got one son and four daughters. And then I love my mother, so may Allah grant my mother Jannatul Firdaus. Any khair I have it in my life, or any knowledge I have it in my life, it was because of my mother. Your father's ustaz, and as a big ustaz, this lady taught us akhlaq. As'alullah al-azim, Rabbul Arsh al-azim, an yarzuqha al-jannah ma'a Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir laha, warhamha, wasakinha fi al-jannah. Ummul Masakin, Ummul Rahmah, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala compensate her for all what she has done for us and for the yatim and for the others. May Allah reward each and every man, every mother who sacrificed for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, unfortunately our time is up. Inshallah we'll continue next week. Shukran jazeelan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.